Welcome back to the Pre-Focus Podcast. Jordan Trask tuning in. It's been a few weeks since I've done my last podcast. I wanted to pick back up where I left off on originality. We were talking a lot about duplication and money-making schemes and really a lot of the manipulation or millionaire strategies or M2M, whatever they're called, and how a lot of professionals or entrepreneurs are lacking originality with their focus and trying to follow in the footsteps of others. In my last podcast, I really nailed down a few ideas or examples on how landscaping and pool companies can set themselves apart with original content, original ideas, and just daring to be different and stepping outside the box a little bit to attract new customers or homeowners within the Phoenix metropolitan area. If you've tuned in to some of my previous podcasts, you know, I really believe that being authentic, being vulnerable, being the true you is really how you garner trust, execute new acquisition, and continue on and sustain with a loyal following. And I've been working with an array of different clients over the last couple weeks, and it's really been pretty cool working with a bunch of different clients in different industries and helping them cater to their clients. I think every business is different, and what that really entails is a bunch of different types of customers, you know, a bunch of different types of needs, and even more desires from a branding perspective. But taking it a step further, I think there's so many businesses that really aren't focusing on what they're trying to do before they're trying to target those customers. And I had two recent clients that I was able to really expand on this a lot with and really help them understand why they're failing. I think, you know, the most important thing about my relationship with my clients is my ability to be honest with them and upfront. You know, I want them to know I'm invested in their business, that I have their best interest at heart at all times. And I'm not going to try to sell them on something that I think is going to make me more money, because inevitably when they have success or find success or are able to sustain and generate a loyal customer base, that gives me credibility and allows me to continue to grow with the brand. So without getting into too much detail on what I'm trying to do and how I provide value, I really want to dive right into this and explain exactly what I mean when it comes to figuring things out with the brand. I've been really eager to get into the CBD industry or cannabis industry over the past couple months, just because I'm not really too opposed with the benefits of cannabis. I think, you know, I may get a little bit of flack because of this, but I know there's a lot of people out there that smoke or ingest to get high, but I really believe in the power of plant-based products and being able to cure diseases and improve the environment and relieve pain and other types of conditions like nausea, anxiety, inflammation, etc., with something that's considered illegal, basically because it's abused as a substance. Now, I'm not going to condone or endorse anything for that matter, but I have started working with a client in the CBD industry because it is a very effective medical alternative to some of the pharmaceutical drugs out there that are killing people, that are causing people to get addicted, not allowing people to, you know, live a fulfilling lifestyle or exuberate well-being. And a lot of the side effects of some of these drugs, other drugs that are out there, are really ruining people's lives and really impacting the way they think, feel, and function on a daily basis. So I've been really in tune with research in this field and have been really waiting for an opportunity to jump into it and really help a company stand out by originally conveying content that explains a lot of these things or these unknown benefits that are often overwhelmed or clouded by stereotypes, stigmas, or general perception of marijuana. Now, if you look at the cannabis industry and how it's currently being advertised, it's really centrally focused on sex, immaturity, young people, you know, a lot of drinking, partying. And in my opinion, you know, a lot of the people that use this as a medical alternative are not really partaking in these type of things. It's really a stereotype that's continued to be conveyed by advertising companies and poorly executed by cannabis agencies or growers or whatever the case may be. And I personally think it's a terrible way to position the product, no matter how you stand on marijuana or what you think about it. It's just pretty cheesy, in my opinion. So that's why I'm kind of drawn to the CBD space, the oils, the vapors, that really avoid the high, that focus on the symptoms or the things that are hindering people's functionality and quality of life. And I really started working with this company and trying to get them to understand the power of conveying this message and showing that they're invested in this message. And it was quite a journey over the last couple of weeks. We really had a lot of back and forth, a lot of opinionated responses, beliefs, guesses, I guess, and trial and error, to where it's becoming frustrating. But at the same time, you know, this is what I love to do, is help companies understand that originality, being authentic, you know, focusing on the value of the products, focusing on what you can do for the consumer, is how you sell and grow a company or a brand. You know, especially in this type of industry where the perception is already sideways, it's really the responsibility of cannabis suppliers or providers or growers to alter that and change that and let people know, hey, this can change the world. This can change the way people feel and what they're able to accomplish, and really not only impact those people dealing with those situations, but impact the people surrounding them and that they come in contact with on a daily basis. One of the main reasons why I'm so drawn to this industry is because of those reasons, because it's so focused on sale, sale, sale. I look cool doing this, or this is what's popular, or this is what everybody's doing, when that's really not the case. You know, that's where the industry went wrong 60, 70 years ago. You know, people were abusing it. People were using it for recreational purposes, to get high and to party and to have a good time or whatever. And it's even crazier. A lot of people don't even know that you can use this plant to make paper and plastics, that it's easier to recycle, that it's actually a more efficient form of fuel than oil is, and it's more environmentally friendly, that it actually breathes in like 4 times the amount of carbon dioxide than trees, which actually cleans the air a little bit better. And, you know, I'm not like trying to be an advocate for this stuff, but this is all stuff that, you know, you could research, learn, promote, and, you know, talk about. You know, instead we're sitting here trying to sell popularity and what's cool and, you know, get high and all this stuff. And I just want to know when a company's finally going to have enough balls to step out and talk about the benefits and the actual innovations and advancements we can make as a society by leveraging this plant. So getting back to the client, you know, all we seem to talk about was what the competition's doing, how people are finding loopholes or taking shortcuts to sell the product, you know, how the company went from one platform to another, being banned for basically duplicating efforts. And this is what really bothers me, and what really, you know, I guess at the same time fuels me as a business, as a personal brand myself, is it's my job to help people see, you know, not only that I can help you be an advocate for your business or help you get your point across or your benefits or value across, but I can also help you harness your originality. You know, why did you start the company? What is it about cannabis that drew you in? Was it a personal experience? Have you tried the product? Do you know somebody that's close to you that's had a life-changing experience? You know, we don't have to continue to do everything that other companies are doing and failing at. Otherwise, you know, the industry, the perception of the industry would have changed by now. And it's not necessarily my goal to sit here and try to persuade you that it's what's best and what we need in society, because that's not my goal. At the end of the day, I'm trying to help this business owner understand that if you want to start a business like this and you want to put everything that you have into a company like this, then you have to originally, authentically put your whole self behind it and stand up for what you're trying to do. Tell people why this is impactful. Tell people why you started the company. Get people to buy into what you're doing as a brand, as a business, and the rest will take care of itself. But if you're unwilling to step outside that box of what everybody conforms to, then you're going to really struggle, and the industry is going to continue to skip like a CD that's been stepped on way too many times. And that's the stuff that really upsets me, because that's what's missing in marketing. You know, you see it in TV shows like I referenced before. You see it in some of these businesses in Scottsdale here in Phoenix, Arizona, where you have all these people trying to flip homes and create their own TV shows, and nobody's being original. And you can apply this to any industry, including cannabis. You know, if you're not going to be original with your content and draw people in that really have passionately hate marijuana, that really have this perception of the drug as something that's terribly wrong and addictive. And, you know, if you're not trying to target and change their perception, then what are you doing? You're just chasing revenue. You're trying to make money. You're doing what everybody else does. And, you know, with this client, it's still a work in progress, but I wanted to bring this up. It's a touchy subject that I know could give me some backlash, but at the same time, it's an amazing example. Because as soon as people start really revising their strategy and focus on this and start educating people and really just caring about people's well-being, the perception overall will change, and I promise you that. So I wanted to end the podcast on a positive note with a young lady I talked to earlier today, Jenny Hubbs. She's actually a former Olympian, and she's trying to really establish herself as a professional. She wants to get away from, you know, the athlete stigma or persona that she carries around with her. And I thought she had a really amazing story, some of the stuff that she had been through, and I'll touch on that in a minute. But what her issue or her concern was, or I guess pain point, was that she wanted to start talking to me and start figuring things out, is she didn't really know what she wanted to do. She knew what she studied. She knew that she was really into sports science, had a master's in regards, had been an athlete herself, and really didn't know where to start to apply what she studied and done over the past 10 years into a profession. All she knew is she didn't want to be a corporate American puppet and spend her whole life climbing the ladder. You know, she's a world-class, in my opinion, a world-class speed skater, and, you know, climbing the ladder was something she had done her whole life since she was a teenager. And so really getting back to her story now is, you know, after we talked for a while, I found that she had been through quite a bit of things, that she had faced quite a bit of adversity in her life, that it was really an uphill battle, whether it was just getting into some of the school in her country she's from, or it was just getting to the United States. She was taking care of a young child at one time that ended up dying in a car crash. Her brother had a mental disease that really sidetracked a lot of her time, just being there for him. She really was passionate about figure skating, but only because it was something that her family and her father was interested in, and she wanted to spend time with her dad. And she sacrificed her whole life. Not her whole life, but her whole life, she sacrificed a lot. And not only was it to achieve certain things, but it was because she had expectations and goals that she wanted to accomplish. And really what we sat down and talked about was just helping her formulate a message that was original and authentic right along those lines. You know, she could be a public speaker, she could be a consultant for business, she could be a do motivational speeches in-house for companies, which is some of the things we talked about, or, you know, just do a podcast like I'm doing right now. But I think, you know, being able to harness the things she was able to achieve after some of the stuff she was able to face, I think that's a powerful story and a powerful message and a good, great way to get people behind her as a professional. And, you know, I wanted to end with this story because she hadn't really started putting anything together yet, but she knew she had something, and she knew her experience was going to take her somewhere. She has faith and confidence in herself, and she just didn't know where to start. And I wanted to end with this because sometimes, guys, it's just as simple as being originally you. You know, what have you been through? What's made you who you are today? You know, what's some of the curveballs in life that's hit you upside the face that you can tell people about to motivate them and encourage them to be great, to encourage them to, you know, create their own path? You know, sometimes you don't have to conform or look at what somebody else is doing or doing well or have done well. Sometimes it's up to you to blaze your own path and blaze your own trail, and that's exactly something that Jenny and I are planning on doing together, and something that I think that she's going to be very successful at one day. And as long as she stays true to herself and what she's been through, she's going to inspire tons of people, and at the end of the day, that's all she can ask for. So I thought, instead of really talking about all the negative things and some of the problems or lack of originality like I did in my last episode, I wanted to give some really good examples of how being original and how being authentic and really straight to the point and you know, looking into others' interests can really enhance the way your business is perceived and trusted and bought into. I think these two examples are really on opposite ends of the spectrum, but also provide some real clarity on some of the steps that you can do to build your brand out in a positive way. And like I always say, there's not a definitive process, and there's not a set of steps that I give my clients, or there's not a set of services I recommend. I think it's just getting to know you, getting to understand where you are, where you've been, where you want to go, and then where you are actually going. And I think once you're able to piece that puzzle together and position it accordingly, I think you know, success is on the horizon, however you define that. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast. If you have any questions or you'd like to join me sometime, shoot me an email, info@prefocus.solutions, or give me a call, text, leave me a voicemail, 317-918-1360. I'm 100% invested in those that are willing to be a little vulnerable and find out a way to be different. So I dare you this week to step outside your box, be as different as you can, but never veer too far off of who you are and what you do. Have a great week, guys. And before everything you do, don't forget to pre-focus.